When I was a tot, my mom dropped fables and stories to warn me of the dangers that were laying before me. To keep it interesting, she would hide the lesson, to guide my direction, provide the right message. In time, I developed a sense of her embellishments. Hence, I was rebellious against what she was telling me. When I was a teen, I pretended that my demons were friends. I defended the place, yo, and that was the case. Slurred speech dripping off of my face. The world creeped as I slipped to the awfulest place you could imagine. Not the average things you see on acid. My granddad bloody hovering on a speaker cabinet, laughing in a raspy tone, covered in maggots, a snack on his mask to the bone. I couldn't grasp it, did a double dismount off of the couch, flipped out, broke the closest window I found, then I dipped out. Suddenly, I discovered little voices mumbling up in my head. It had me wondering, what was it my mother said back when I was younger? It had my brain racked as I stumbled off of the night towards the train tracks.
Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train, looking down the road, ain't never gonna go back. Listen for the whistle, do the rain that rained out. Who's gonna rise the devil chain tonight?
So there I was, walking through the dark with the buzz. I figured I should walk, that'll ease me off of these drugs. It's like a shark had to keep moving, it's that'd be ruined. If I sat still, I was doomed, and that wasn't doing. So I marched through the park, slow gone like Donnie Darko. The sparkle of the starlight glowed like charcoal. Despite my demeanor, the night seemed more serene than a morphine fiend in a morgue. It seemed I've lost it. That was when my grandpop's carcass emerged from the dark, gurgling his words of carnage, but he couldn't talk. Something about the birth of sadness, I scurried off, I was on the verge of madness. I raced fast pace and the landscape was strange, like a plane parallel to this one, but rearranged. Came to a slope that was steep, begging for sleep as I climbed up, taking my focus off of the creeps. Within the foggy distance, I saw a silhouette that got bigger as I stepped. The train tracks were wet. I saw a shiny grin from afar like it was happy. This is what he said as he started to walk past.
It's a nice night for a walk. Would you mind if I joined you?
Do what you want
to
do.
Well, that's great, because I'm going to. And not to annoy you, but see, I really have to ask, what a young dude like you's doing out by the tracks? You waiting on a train?
Nah, man, let me explain.
All right.
I'm minding my business, so maybe you should do the same. I just been a witness to something sick and sadistic, so twistedly disgusting. You should feel real lucky you missed it.
Ooh, easy with the tongue, son. Try to listen carefully. What you seen scary, but nothing when compared to me. I could show you things to paint all your dreams on it.
I can make you scream if I wanted.
Or I can be the bee in your body, your best friend forever. Two peas in a pot, flocking like birds of a feather. And you never have a need to beg, work, or steal. If all this sounds worth it, then let's make a deal. All you want in life for the price of your soul. All the money you can fold, power that you can hold, I'll put you in control. Only if you're down to roll down these train tracks tonight.
But where are we gonna go?
Sitting by the tracks, waiting for the night train, looking down the road.